You've got to remember, as we're reading Genesis 11 here, particularly about the Tower of Babel, that Moses is giving this message to Israel when they're in Egypt, and he is, under inspiration, presenting them with God's view of history. And the idea is that they are to learn from history. And he's also deconstructing a lot of the myths that they would have picked up, for example, about the origins of Babylon during their 430 years in Egypt. Now, the idea of the Babylonian epic of creation was that the gods made bricks for a year and built the ziggurat of Babylon, and so forth. But here, all that is corrected and put straight. Well, these people travelled, we're told, towards the east, and yet they didn't want to keep on travelling. They stopped on their journey to commit, it seems to me, idolatry, because this ziggurat that they built was without doubt something related to idolatry. I mean, the idea was to reach heaven, or maybe to reach very high up into the sky, and that the simple message for the people of Israel, also in the desert, because we're told that they came to a point in a plain in the desert in the land of Shinar, and then they built this thing. The simple point is that don't do the same. You're in the desert as well. Personalize all this. Don't stop on your way and get involved in idolatry. And also, I think the message also was that these people were using bricks and mortar, we're told in Genesis 11, to build this huge piece of religious symbolism. And the very same words are used in the record in Exodus about how also they used mortar to build the whatever they were building for the Egyptians. And when you read the word about slime being used in the AV, they had slime for mortar, Genesis 11 verse 3, it's the same word for mortar in Exodus 1:14, and it's the same word for pitch that's used about how Moses' bulrush basket was covered in pitch or slime, as if the very same material they used as mortar in the building for the pharaohs was used on Moses' bulrush basket. Maybe Amram brought some home from work one day for it. But the idea is that there they were, slaves to the Egyptians, working with bricks and mortar, and they're being reminded that this too shall fall, this too shall come to an end, because the Tower of Babel was built the same way, and it came to an end. So, later on, they find that the Canaanite tribes in the land have got very high walls. Their walls are built up unto heaven. Deuteronomy 1:28. The same phrase. Babel was built to reach unto heaven, but it fell. So Moses is making these connections. And the whole point is that biblical history is a living word, that as we see these historical situations, we are to see that actually they speak to us in our lives. And this is why, even if history is bunk in a sort of general sense, biblical history is not, because this is all designed for our learning and for us to perceive the lines of continuity between how things were historically in Bible times and the triumph of God repeatedly in these situations, and how in essence the same repeats in our experience.